You shell peas.
Yeah, but I mean more beans, sort of.
Navy bean.
Okay, that's a kind.
Butter bean.
Anything else like butter beans?
Butter peas.
Well, tell me about butter beans. What kind of, you know?
They grow in flat pod.
Butter beans.
Yes.
And they taste real good.
Three or four in the pod.
Any other kind of beans you like? Butter beans, but other varieties.
You can grow navy bean here, and they have to be shelled.
And what's the difference between a butter bean and a navy bean?
Well, a navy bean is more in the shape of a pea, and a butter bean's flat. A butter pea is kind of oval, not flat like a butter bean. It grows kind of the same way, a butter pea and a butter bean.
What do you call the types of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
Turnip greens, top leaves.
What do you call the corn that is simply shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
Roasting ears.
What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but is darker than a squirrel and just runs around the ground? It's light brown with darker stripes on its body.
Ground squirrel.
What's a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and smells bad?
Polecat.
What do you call a little creature so big that hops along the ground? Some live on land and some live on water. How about the kind that lives on the land?
Toad frog.
And the kind that would live in the water?
Bullfrog.
What do you call a small variety of the same creature that makes a chirping noise?
Tadpole.
Now that's when it's in the water, isn't it, when it's a tadpole? But this is the
cricket,
kind...
Cricket?
No, this is, just like a toad frog's, but they're very smaller, and they're only about that big. And they're usually kind of brown, I think. What do you call them? Do you have them around here?
And they make noise?
Well, maybe they don't make so much noise, but you know what
we
I mean.
We have crickets that makes noise.
Yeah,
around.
But I mean, you know, it's a kind of a... It's the same family as you told me. A toad frog lives on the land and a bullfrog lives in the water.
And a tadpole.
Okay. We'll come back to that one later, okay?
That's about all I can think of right now.
Yeah, we'll try that one again later on. What do you call ordinary worms used for bait in fishing?
Earthworm.
Now, was there anything that your father might have said? Would he have used a different word you can think of?
Well, I don't know. Has I ever heard him use a psycho dig some bait or go fishing?
What do you call large worms used for bait? Real big ones.
I can't remember. I know what you're talking about. But...
You think we ought to ask Mrs. Brannon?
Big worms.
What?
Big worms, they big llamas.
That's not what she's talking about. You can dig these kind, she's talking up around the swamp. I can't think of it now.